What's up, Next Gen KT here? Just an update. I apologize for not giving you guys an update. That Florida thing last night was scary for many people, and I'm gonna be talking about a lot about that on this station today. Give some more thoughts and reactions on what I saw on the late night news. We got a Ty Talk today scheduled, and everything should be up and running. Now, as far as content, we'll probably continue that next week. I've been busy. We've been super busy. I'll do shouts a little bit later. I'll try to do a couple right now. Chef Aaron, thank you for listening to Next Gen, buddy. Appreciate your support. On behalf of me and Dumb, we'll keep doing your thing. Small Town Hustle, thank you for listening. Appreciate you. Thank you, Fruit Roll, for listening. Appreciate you. Keep doing your thing. Hillary Boyd, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Big King, thanks for listening, man. Appreciate your support. To Next Gen, keep doing your thing. TV, thanks for always checking into Next Gen. Appreciate your love and support, my man. Any Manga Nation, thank you for listening to Next Gen. Appreciate you. Colin, thank you for listening to Next Gen. Appreciate you. Good vibes, Jason B. Keep doing your thing, man. Appreciate you listening. I'm going to keep the noise level down, but thank you guys for tuning in to Next Gen. We're going to be talking a little Florida tonight and just talk a little bit about the reaction to what we saw. It's been a rough week over there. That whole area is on alert today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Do some shouts, and we're going to talk about Florida 2 segments, and then I'm calling it a night. Cynthia Future, thank you for listening, man. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your support. Keep doing your thing, my friend. Thanks for listening to Next Gen. Scott, thank you for listening to Next Gen, buddy. Appreciate your support and time. Keep doing your thing. I know the shouts and on the Florida talk. Tough one here. We didn't talk about this on the station, but why in the world? I know it's still very fresh in our minds. It's not. I feel like time's the greatest healer. But this, I mean, I don't know. So it's going to take a month to heal with this one. I mean, I know they get the person through said there was a woman involved, according to Gator Johnny, and when that was a report, he said, do I believe that? Yeah, kinda. Because now that I think about, why just Valentine's out of the blue? Now, do I fully believe it? Of course not. But I have to think something had to be involved there. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. Just, don't make sense. I'm just trying to make sense of this all. I'm trying to think of the words. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm depressed. But I guess the one thing I'll take away and we just have to move forward. I don't know what to say.
Some of the stuff, but the only thing we can learn from this is why in the first place did someone just get into school? I mean, that's probably the first thing. And how can we move forward? going forward at the same time, we have to realize that things happen. We can't control some things, but this one, kids' lives in the line, I think we should have a little bit more composure and really think about our actions rather than just do something stupid. But that's not our choice. Thoughts and prayers go out to those 17 or however many were lost, and then the 23 injured or whatever the report was. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. But thank goodness, at least, if there's any silver lining, that nothing. Gator said this too. At least the man's still alive. We can know he didn't take his own life, the shooter, and we can study what happened. But that's a very brief silver lining. The real reality is we lost 17 people. Buddy David Phillips, man, he was 15 minutes away. 15-20, that's it. It's a school, it could be a school over. I don't know the exact area, but you just never know. More in this, one more part, and then we'll call it night. Part two, just a real quick part two. We as a society have to move on from this. I read online, there's been 6 school shootings. And we're not even 2 months in yet, 2018. I don't even want to think about the math. But if you look at the math, there's 10 more months left. You get 3 a month, that's 30. We don't want that. I mean, of course, we hope this is the last one. So we all hope. We hope it never happens again. Is there a high chance it could? Of course. Just never know. Gotta be observant, that's all I gotta say. But I wanna say thank you guys for listening to the segments today. Especially that last one. Thanks for everyone tuning in. Next year, I know we've been kind of quiet. We want to get back to the regular topics. We're going to try. We are going to make every effort, Dom and I, to get back to regular stuff. It's been kind of a somber mood. We're making this into an episode, though, because of the support. Tomorrow, we just want to give you another quick backstory about what we've been doing behind the scenes. Hopefully with a couple updates, and then we'll move into the weekend. But thanks for listening to 4.2. Everybody have a safe night. Happy, healthy night. Good night, everybody.